relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
In 1956, his father escaped from prison in Hungary when he was facing life in jail for fighting against communism and the Soviet invasion. His mother escaped at the same time, and they fled to the UK. He learned from an early age how to fight the war against fascists, communists, and Nazis. He became a world expert in fighting terrorists, wrote the book Why We Fight, joined the Trump team on the White House staff in 2017, and now in 2019. He takes this battle to a national radio platform. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka. Welcome to the new age.
Raise my flag, down my clothes. It's a revolution, I suppose. We're painted red to fit right in. Whoa.
Multiple anniversaries and birthdays today. It is the United States Army's 244th birthday. It is the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump's 73rd birthday. There is another darker anniversary we will mention a little bit later, but I have just posted on my timeline on Twitter from Emerald Robinson, Chief White House Correspondent for One America News, a lovely little video that she took moments ago in the Rose Garden where the crowd waiting for the president to give his press conference on tackling overpriced medicine, pharmaceuticals in America, spontaneously burst out into a chorus of happy birthday for the president before he gave his remarks. It's up on my Twitter feed. But perhaps the question that might get the highest amount of feedback from you, my dear friends, who could replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders when she steps down from the podium at the end of this month? Today is Friday, which means it's Second Amendment Friday in the last hour, but right now it is Ask Dr. G Anything. And I mean anything. Keep it polite, keep it clean, but you can ask me anything. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. We have a couple of lines open, but we'll get to Lou and Dave in a moment. But first, for those of you who are watching on our video live stream at sebgorka.com, we're going to share a video with you. It's one of my favorite moments with Sarah Huckabee Sanders and my friend, my close friend, Abilio Jim Acosta. Play video.
Say, Sarah, that journalists make honest mistakes, and that doesn't make them fake news. But the question that
I
have...
But when journalists make honest mistakes, they should own up to them. Sometimes, and a lot of times you don't. But there's a difference. There's a very big... I'm sorry. I'm not finished. There's a very big difference between making honest mistakes and purposefully misleading the American people, something that happens regularly. You can't say, I'm not done. You cannot say... You cannot say... that it's an honest mistake when you're purposely putting out information that you know to be false, or when you're taking information that hasn't been validated, that hasn't been offered any credibility, and that has been continually denied by a number of people, including people with direct knowledge of an instance. This is something that... I'm speaking about the number of reports that have taken place over the last couple of weeks. I'm simply stating that there should be a certain level of responsibility in that process.
This was not,
Brian, I called on Jim.
This is not the line of questioning that I was going down, but can you cite a specific story that you say is intentionally false, that was intentionally put out there to mislead the American people?
Sure. The ABC report by Brian Ross, I think that was pretty misleading to the American people. And I think that it's very telling that that individual had to be suspended because of that reporting. I think that shows that the network took it seriously and recognized that it was a problem.
Sarah,
Jim?
If I may, though, I was going to ask a question about something else.
Well, you used it on something else.
Sarah,
Jim?
Sarah, if I may.
Sarah,
not today. We're going to keep moving, guys.
If I can ask about the president's accusations.
I'm moving to a different Jim. I'm sorry.
I know, but I didn't get a chance to ask the question that I wanted to ask, which is,
Jim,
can you just say once and for all whether these
Jim, I'm going to say once and for all that I'm moving on to Jim Stinson, and I'm not taking another question from you at this point.
The remarkable thing, and please, if you're listening to us on radio, that's why we're here. It's a radio show. But later, go back onto our website, sebgorka.com, and watch the video, or go to my Twitter feed. The remarkable thing is, despite that kindergarten level of behavior, the rudeness of Jim Acosta, she still keeps a little smile. She keeps her good humor. If it were me, it would have developed slightly differently. But that is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We will be talking with Sean Spicer next as to who possibly could be as good-humored, as gracious with gits. I'll use the British colloquialism, gits. And he is a git, like Abilio Jim Acosta. It'll be a hard job. Thank you for all those who've recommended my name, thrown my name into the hat last night. I've got a radio show to run, but I'd do it for a day. A day, just a day. It'd be fun. Mr. President, if you want me for a day, I'd do it for free. Back to your calls, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. Let's go to line one. Lou in Queens. Welcome back, Lou, to America First.
Thank you, Dr. G. With regards to cable, I want to speak about cable and impeachment, two separate, but with regards to cable, if we petition the FCC to unbundle the cable package,
yes,
we would impeach CNN, MSNBC. That's the first side. The other side is, in political terms, impeachment is the definitions for high crimes and misdemeanors. These politicians, the Schiffs and the others that are perpetrating the fraud and wasting the taxpayer dollars, that is a misdemeanor, if not a high crime. They should all be impeached just based on the fact that we all know that there is no crime that the president committed. And happy birthday, Mr. President, but they should all be impeached.
Yeah, look, I completely agree with you. If you want to talk about wasting time obstructing justice, think about just one thing. Adam Schiff, everybody in Adam Schiff's district in California, and I know our friend Jennifer Horn, who lives in his district, would lead the way. They should impeach. They should start impeachment proceedings or the withdrawal, the callback proceedings for Adam Schiff. Because he said
Absolutely.
For two years, he said, Lou, remember, I have the evidence of the crimes. Okay, where are they? If you have it and you don't produce it, you are committing a crime. You don't have it, therefore you've been lying. Lou, thank you for calling. And, of course, the unbundling, wow. If you could unbundle your cable package, CNN would be dead within 24 hours. Nobody would pay. I mean, Adam Anderson Cooper would pay to watch himself, but that's about it. Let's go to line two. Dave, oh my gosh, we've got a full call board. Dave, Columbus, Ohio, welcome to America First.
Oh my gosh, Dr. Gorka, thank you so much.
Sure.
I've been listening to you since first day. I turned on, and I'm like, listen to that mellifluous voice.
Mellifluous. We haven't used that word on this show. A lovely word. Thank you kindly. Mellifluous. That's very kind of you, Dave.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let me go ahead and see if I can get this out of my mouth correctly. Okay. This question is both an Ask Dr. Gorka, but it's also Second Amendment related.
Good.
Thematic tie-in. Okay, my background, I'm an inner city teacher by choice, very proudly union, very much hate NEA, which happens to be my national union.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was actually in a gun situation teaching in an inner
city environment. I'm just warning you, Dave, you've got 1 minute to get it out.
Okay, let's see if I can do it in about 45 seconds. Was in a gun situation. Somebody ran across the parking lot. Nobody did anything. Nobody even called the cops because they thought the kids would feel bad. Question. The NEA is very much anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment, anti-Trump. They bundle it. President Trump was one of the first people to be bold enough to refuse to name shooters and to make a point of that.
Right.
I wonder why Trump couldn't berate the NEA for not empowering teachers to get help with mentally ill or demonstrably violent students, and maybe pull in the fact that the FOP is strongly supporting Trump and there are other unions that know how to protect workers. Even the trades unions will have ideas about how to protect teachers.
Yeah, I think it's a great twofer, Dave. I think it's a great, great question. Think about it. We had, was it yesterday, John Lott in studio or the day before, where he said more than 20 states, more than 20, have passed legislation to allow their teachers to carry concealed. If they have a concealed carry permit, they can carry it in their schools. So why are the unions against it? Wonderful question. Let's see if we can slip that idea to raise that issue publicly by the 45th President of the United States. He may be listening right now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with Sean Spicer.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting, Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com. I've always been urging you to switch from whatever cell phone carrier you have to PatriotMobile.com, because PatriotMobile.com is the only conservative cell phone company out there. I also want to stress, you'll be joining the consumers who are saving up to $1,200 a year by switching to Patriot Mobile. Yeah, you made the move originally, or you've been thinking about it because you want to support the Heritage Foundation, you want to support the NRA, you want to support all the great conservative causes that PatriotMobile.com supports. And you like the fact that PatriotMobile.com is veteran-led by my friend, the former fighter pilot, Moby. You like the fact that it's grown so big so fast because millions of Americans want every one of their dollars to go either to good consumer services or to good conservative causes. That's PatriotMobile.com. Talk and text plans start as low as $25 a month. Don't wait another day. You know you should make the switch. You know you should give it a try like I have. Visit them today. Veteran-led, PatriotMobile.com. That's PatriotMobile.com.
No, you didn't mistakenly tune into the soundtrack of Miami Vice or Starsky and Hutch. That's real. Those are rifle rounds being fired at a baseball field very close to this studio. Why am I playing that? Because 2 years ago today, a man called James Hodgkinson, this is the other anniversary I was going to mention, took an SKS Soviet 7.62x39 rifle and a Glock handgun to the Congressional Republican Charity Baseball Game rehearsal, where Steve Scalise and his colleagues, Ron Paul and others, were practicing for the charity game. He started firing at the congressman, injuring Steve Scalise in the hip, almost killing him, until two brave Capitol Police officers, armed only with their sidearms, eventually killed James Hodgkinson, who was a Bernie Sanders volunteer. There is one side of the political spectrum that has normalized violence. From Maxine Waters' statements about harassing members of the Trump administration, from people at Antifa events using bike locks to smash people in the head, the violence is normalized on one side alone, and we need to make sure it doesn't happen. Stay frosty, my friends. Watch your six and understand that he is not the last extremist. We have our special guest for the second hour on the line. It is my former White House colleague, president of Rig Will, senior advisor of the America First PAC. Is it Commander Sean Spicer? Lieutenant Commander, what's your rank now, sir?
It is Commander.
Commander Spicer, welcome on deck. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Spicer. He is the author of The Briefing and the former press spokesman, press secretary to the 45th President of the United States. Sean, big news, big day. Sarah lasted 3.5 years. Do you have any inside intelligence, any tips? Who do you think is going to be next? Or who would you like to see in that position next?
Well, I think you know this as well as I do, that the president needs somebody who he has good chemistry with, who yes. he believes understands his message. I mean, he prizes communication. And so whoever it is has to have a relationship with him and has to understand what a priority communications is. That being said, there are, you know, a handful of folks in the White House that would make good choices. There are some people in the administration serving in spokesperson roles and in media relations roles in other departments. And then there's a couple folks outside the administration, but in the Trump orbit, if you will, that I know are being bantered around as well. He's going to have a handful of folks that I believe he talks to and then makes that decision. But it's going to come down to who's the chemistry with, because at this point, a lot of them check the qualification box. You know, they've worked with the media. They know how to. So it's going to come down to, do they understand how he wants to communicate, the kind of tone he wants to set, et cetera, and the relationship that he wants them to have with the media.
Let me ask you, it might seem a little bit of inside baseball, a little bit technical, but isn't there an issue with the fact that the White House Correspondents Association, and tell me if I'm wrong, because you were the guy that, you know, I did a bit of media for the president as a surrogate when I was in the White House, but you were the man who was running the shop. My understanding is the White House Press Association is an autonomous body. For example, in the press briefing room, the little plaques on the little chairs that say, you know, ABC, CNN, we didn't put them there. You didn't get to choose who sat where. That was this autonomous association's choice. Is there not a problem with the fact that this organization doesn't seem to respect the standard etiquettes of press coverage and allows people like Acosta and others to behave in ways that it was tough under a Bush, it was tough under Reagan, but really we've seen such a diminution of the way you should behave as a journalist in recent years. Shouldn't there be a new way of dealing with press protocol in the most powerful building in the world, Sean Spicer?
I you're touching on a really good point. It's something that I brought up over and over again with that association. So to answer your first question, yes, the seating is handled by them. There are 49 chairs in the briefing room. Since I think it's the Reagan administration, it's the association that's done it. I talked to one of my predecessors at one point. They basically said, look, every time that we went out to try to talk about that, it just was a food fight as far as it. And so they said, fine, you guys deal with it. And I explored that myself with them. So that's a whole nother rabbit hole to go down. But the bottom line of what you're getting at is very important. The White House Correspondents Association, which is the group that all the journalists that cover the White House belong to, is quick to point out anytime the White House sort of steps over the line or does something
yes.
that they don't feel is appropriate or
right.
they get the access. And I would always say to them, hey, I think it would be smart for you to police yourselves. In other words, when a reporter exhibits unprofessional behavior, does not adhere to certain decorum, that you guys say that's not acceptable. Most organizations would do that. So whether it's, you know, lawyers or doctors or real estate agents, if there's a bad apple among the group or behavior that somebody who is part of the association doesn't exhibit behavior in keeping with the standards of that group, that normally they would call out and say, this is not who we are. We don't accept this. And the Correspondents Association always pushed back and said, that's not our responsibility. That's not our role. And I argue that for the sake of good journalism.
But that
should
be their role. Why are they an association
right.
otherwise? I mean, why have an association?
Because what I think is that there should be someone that says, hey, and this is where they always try to get cute by half, is they'll say, well, we have the right to ask every question. Of course you do. I've never had any problem. You can ask any question you want, as tough as it is, seeking the truth, all that I'm for. But you can do it in a respectful and professional way. And that's what's going on now. And they sort of have made this a false choice, saying, oh, the White House is, you know, we would never give up this right to ask questions. No one's ever asked them to do that. What
right.
we have said, and what I have said and advocated for, is that they act with a level of dignity and respect and decorum. And it's not just to the White House, the president, and the staff. I always argued that it was disrespectful to each other. So when one reporter was talking and another one would jump in over them or push them out of the way or raise their hand and get in their way, I would say to the reporters, you do realize one of your colleagues now is getting talked over
yeah.
or blocked or what have you. And just the level of respect that you should have for each other should demand this level of professionalism.
Sean, stop being commonsensical. This is Washington. Stop it right now. We are talking. What?
I got caught up in that.
Yes. We are talking to Sean Spicer, my former colleague, former press secretary to the 45th president of the United States. His website is seanspicer.com. His book, his excellent book, is The Briefing. Follow him at Twitter, Sean Spicer. He's got 406,000 followers. Let's get him to 500,000 by this weekend. Come on, guys. Show the man some love at Sean Spicer. He will be back with us momentarily to talk more about, I'm going to say it, the fake news industrial complex. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. Don't touch that dial.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Warning, sharks sighted in water.
Warning signs are handy, but you may not always get one when it comes to your identity or the personal information on your devices. Good thing LifeLock includes Norton Security for more detection and more protection. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock looks out for identity threats like your info for sale on the dark web, and Norton Security protects against online threats like ransomware. Join at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
The call board is almost full. One line left. So many of you want to talk about who could replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We'll get your calls momentarily. That one line is open. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And my friend Steve, who always sends me on Shabbat, I think he sends all his friends a little image, a little meme. Today, it's a really good one. Just know, worrying does not empty tomorrow of its troubles. It empties today of its strength. Good one, Steve. Thank you. We are back with Sean Spicer, former press secretary to the president. He is senior advisor to the America First PAC. Follow him now at Sean Spicer. He is the author of The Briefing. Sean, I have to commend you. I don't usually do this, but it is Friday, so we're a little bit more flexible. I saw you, I think, on Fox Business recently, last couple of days. You had a very natty purple tie on.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. There's a store actually not far from where you do your show called Ike Bahar in Georgetown.
Oh.
Amazing ties, jackets. Yeah, I stumbled onto this. I probably needed it while I was in the White House. I got so much crap for what I was wearing. But it's a fabulous store.
What's it called again? Let's give it a little plug. What's it called?
It's called Ike Bahar. It's on M and 29th, I think.
Ike Bahar.
Yeah, it's on the corner of whatever that store. But it's phenomenal individuals in there that really help people like me that wouldn't know how to coordinate a shirt and a tie.
All right. Well, I need a purple tie, so I will be checking out Ike Bahar. My favorite ties are from a fabulous store in the rail station, downtown Union Station. My friend Henri makes the extra long ties for me, so thank you. We now have advertised enough tie stores. Let's get back to business. Sean Spicer, what is the most important thing as a professional communicator? We've got less than a year and a half left. We've got to get the nation concentrated again on the Make America Great Again agenda, making sure the president gets another 4 years. What does the right, what does the establishment, what do the president's surrogates, you, myself, what are the key things that this team needs to focus on for the next 14, 15 months?
I think very clearly make the case about what the president has actually done. Politics is usually talked about in the abstract or in theory. This is my philosophy versus your philosophy. In the case of this president, he's actually gotten real results in so many areas, whether it's the economy, foreign policy, veterans, the military. On over and over again, he's got things done. He's kept his promise. And we've got to say to people, because I hear this all the time, and I'm sure you do too, oh, I don't like the tweets. Or I don't like this.
Right.
Well, guess what? I would rather have a couple tweets that I don't like and have the country moving in the right direction and more people back to work and more people in their more money in their wallet and the military plus up and our veterans taken care of and deal with a couple tweets than having soaring rhetoric and nothing getting done. And that's really what it comes down to. And the second thing is make sure that we explain to people the binary choice, meaning that last night Bernie Sanders went on television and started to talk about how his vision of what he calls democratic socialism.
Yes.
I don't care how you describe it. Socialism is socialism. We are the greatest country on earth because we are a capitalistic society. We give people opportunity. And the idea that we are having a discussion about what degree of socialism is acceptable or how we brand it is, to me, just an anathema of what this country is supposed to be. So I think we need to do those two things. And then the third thing is just quite simple. We need to get fired up. The Democrats have an amazing degree of intensity. They're out there. They understand the threat that this president poses to their policies and to their agenda, because despite what they say, he's getting things done. And the more he gets things done, the more things improve. It undermines their policies, their party. So we need to explain to people why it's important to get out and vote. I remind people, Seb, all the time, take the bottom three states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Michigan are 46 electoral votes. Those three states, and the president only won by 36. So you lose one of those, and it becomes very hard. And you think about it, Michigan, we won by 0.22%, 10,704 votes. 10,700 votes.
Yeah.
That's not a lot. And that means that we need to do everything to get our friends who live in these battleground states to register, to get out and vote, and understand what's at stake.
Two very, very powerful messages. I'm so glad I asked you that question. Number one, socialism is socialism. The mere fact that we're debating this in America is insanity. And secondly, the most important of all for 2020, it's about mobilization. The president has put it on the table. The results speak for themselves. The question is, will we back him at the polls? Because you know, the Democrats will mobilize their base. We have been talking to Sean Spicer, my former colleague from the White House, former press secretary to the president, follow him at Sean Spicer, get his book, The Briefing, and check out his website, seanspicer.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls. The board is now full. So many of you want to share your wisdom, and you are the most important part of this show. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, the totally natural, non-pharmaceutical pain relief supplement that works. More than 70% of all those who try the three-week quick starter pack like myself become regular consumers. Why? Because it does what Pete and Seth Talbot, the men who are committed to relieving your pain, say it will do. It attacks pain and inflammation at source. My low back pain issue was resolved within 2 weeks of starting Relief Factor. Tens of thousands of you are in the same situation, getting daily relief from your aches and pains. Go now to ReliefFactor.com. Order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. What can you buy for less than $20? And what can you get for that amount that will relieve your daily pain? This is a product that people of the caliber of Dennis Prager completely stand by. That should be enough for you. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order your three-week quick starter pack, become part of the success story. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Your calls next.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
So the good people at MyPillow said, hey, Sebastian Gorka, can you try out on MyPillow and let us know what you think? I was skeptical, but what did I have to lose? I'll tell you what I did lose, my insomnia. No more folding the pillow, no more flat pillows. It changed my life. Listen to me, you need MyPillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. You can toss a MyPillow pillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. Use the promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Whoever replaces Sarah, they're going to have to get their rest every night. And I know whoever it is, I'm going to buy them a MyPillow. I'm going to get them a twin pack because they're going to need it when they deal with losers like Abilio Jim Acosta. Why is Jim Acosta ashamed of his Hispanic heritage? I mean, look it up on Wikipedia. Even Wikipedia knows he was born Abilio. and he calls himself Jim? Tisk, tisk. Are you appropriating American culture, Abilio? Go to MyPillow.com. You will get the biggest, best offer ever from Mike Lindell. Two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 for just $34.99 each. Free shipping. These are the pillows that have a 60-day money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty, and they always stay cool and never lose their shape. Go to MyPillow.com, but you've got to use my name, G-O-R-K-A, at checkout, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. The call board is full. Let's go to your calls. Let's work down the line. Number one, Paul in Houston. Welcome to America First.
Well, thank you, Dr. Sebastian.
Thank you.
I'm actually a second time caller now. In fact, I never got my free book.
What? But, outrage. Paul, do not put the phone down when you get off the line. We had a little change of staff here. Maybe it was a change of staff that meant you didn't get your book, but you will be expedited a copy of Why We Fight. Who do you think should be the next press spokesman to the president?
Well, you're going to think I'm crazy for saying this, but I think you would probably be the best candidate to be the press secretary. Hey, you're a no-nonsense guy, and you know how to deal with those losers.
I wouldn't have any patience. I'd just tell them to shut up.
Well, I think that's probably what they need.
All right. Well, look.
I think you would be the best, but, you know. But you know what? It's not any crazier than the New Yorker publication declaring Elizabeth Warren to be the best Democratic candidate. But no, do we know, right?
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Look, I've said it before. I've said it again. I've told the president if he wants me to come back, things have improved in the White House. It's not just an honor. It's a duty. But I do have a radio show to run. Thank you, Paul. Stay on the line. We will get that book to you post-haste.
Release the Kraken.
Oh, yes, I would have that as my bumper music as I walked into the press briefing room.
Release the Kraken!
That would be fun. We would actually have bumper music. We'd have VOG, we'd have Voice of God, we've had bumper music. We'd have fun in there. And then we'd probably scrap it all and just reopen the swimming pool that's under the press briefing room. I mean, you do know there's a swimming pool underneath it. I think it was, who built it? Was it JFK or was it before JFK? No, it was before JFK. Anyway, I think Nixon covered it up, but I think the swimming pool is still under the press briefing room. Maybe I just cancel it all. Let's go to line two. Pete in South Dakota, welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. It's an honor to speak to you.
That's very kind.
Yes, sir. A little different topic, maybe. Three things. One, it's interesting that I listen to a lot of conservative radio and TV, and I haven't really heard anybody talking about this Electoral College Pact that these 15 or 16 states are attempting to do to bypass the
right,
you know, with the popular vote. And second,
are you there?
I just haven't. Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm okay. Sorry about that. I'm actually in the field in South Dakota, so driving a tractor.
Okay. don't fall into an irrigation ditch. Whatever you do, my friend, be safe out there.
No, we're good. We got GPS steering and hands-free telephone, so we're good to go.
All right. How big's your rig? Yeah. How big is your rig?
Oh, it's a pretty. I'm pulling a Land Rover. Actually, we're finishing up with the soybeans, so I got a 45-foot Land Rover.
How cool is this? We have callers on their rigs in the fields with the soybeans. Has that ever happened on national radio? I dare anyone to play me audio of a caller calling from their rig in their soybean field. We are making history here, Pete. Okay, yeah. Next point.
Great. Secondly, is this constitutional what they're doing? And thirdly, they seem to assume that President Trump will lose the popular vote. I think there's an opportunity for him to make up 3 million votes.
Interesting.
And what will they do if he does win it? Will they backtrack on the 15 states?
Then they'll say, oops, we need the Electoral College. Quickly. Yeah. No, Pete, thank you for calling. Right. These are great, great points. We need to get... Hey, Mr. G, are you there? Mr. G, my producer. Is he in the little room doing his job?
Yes, I'm here.
We need to get that guy, that super lawyer, back in the studio, Ken Kuklowski. Can we do that?
We'll try.
Well, we don't try. We don't try here. We do. You fell into that trap. Have you not watched Star Wars? Have you not watched Return of the Jedi?
No, I've never watched Star Wars.
Fire this man now! You've got a new baby. You've got a little child. You will be demanded of that child to watch Star Wars with them.
Release the Kraken!
Honestly, Mr. G, get Ken Kukowski back in studio. We need to talk Electoral College. Can these crazy, crazy states get away with it? Even if they did, I think our caller might be right. Maybe he'd win the popular vote as well. We've got 2 minutes left. Line three, Paul, West Los Angeles. Welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, it's a real pleasure. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I had one thing I wanted to say. That prior caller said something brilliant, though. On the person who should be press secretary, going into 2020, I think you need to have someone with experience. It's not an on-the-job learning time frame. Would they take back Dana Perino? She's respected. She would be conciliatory.
Hang on. Is this a joke? Dana Perino? She doesn't even like the president. What are you talking about?
She might do it.
She's a total Bushy. You can't have a total Bushite representing the president. He's the antithesis of the GOP Bushites.
She happens to be a Tony Snow type person, and she might be.
Second problem. I mean, seriously, you need somebody who is as tough and on the MAGA train as Sarah Huckabee Sanders was.
All right, Ann Coulter.
She hates the president.
Release the Kraken.
I would buy popcorn for that.
No, Ann Coulter, the woman has lost all sense of normalcy. Paul, I think you're just winding us up, but thank you for calling. I needed some entertainment. Dana Perino, Ann Coulter, you're having a laugh, son, as we used to say. Back to your calls after this break. 833-33-GORKA, that is 833-334-6752. It must be a Friday. I think it definitely is a Friday. More of Ask Dr. G Anything, and then Second Amendment issues with John Patton. Don't go anywhere.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. FordPass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
As soon as we finish a call, you fill the call board. It's one of those days. You're just totally motivated to ask questions or answer my questions, such as who should replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The number is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. If you are afraid of missing anything from the Salem Group, whether it's this show, whether it's my other colleagues, whether it's Town Hall, PJ Media, do yourself a favor. Don't miss anything. Go to townhallreview.com and subscribe to their podcast for free, townhallreview.com. And if you're having so much fun with this show, I'll be on Fox Business Tonight with Lou Dobbs. 7 o'clock, Lou Dobbs, Fox Business Tonight. Let's keep on going down the line. Line 3, Richard in Los Angeles. Who should replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I think Dan Bongino would be a good replacement.
Oh, yeah. And as a former Secret Service agent, he knows his way around the building. And would he have fun?
Yeah.
Would he have fun with the media?
I'd
pay to watch that.
That would be great
suggestion. How did nobody think of that? Love it, Richard. Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Let's get one more call in. Let's get line 4, Todd, Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to America First.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
Okay, so I believe that Larry Elder should be the man to replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders because
why?
He's a lawyer.
Yes.
He's a former prosecutor.
Yes.
He would come at them with the truth and with facts. And
he speaks so fast.
The morally bankrupt people that they are hate the truth.
And he speaks so fast, it would be like a machine gun. He would take them down with his arguments, his verbal oratorical skills as a former lawyer. I like that, Todd.
He's a great man. The thing that I love about him is he's influenced by Thomas Sowell.
Yes.
That's like somebody that he reveres very much.
Yeah.
And that speaks volumes for his character.
Yeah, no, great call. Thank you. Thomas Sowell as well is a great, great man. Sowell. If you don't know him, check him out. We're going to get one more call in. Donna, Ohio, who do you think should be the next press secretary to President Trump?
Hey, Dr. Gorka, what about Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Oh, these are great suggestions.
Yeah, she's a former attorney. She was a kick-ass prosecutor. She is dating a Trump. She's in the White House. She moved to Washington. She left Fox News. The other girl from Fox News didn't do a bad job. I think she would be great.
Okay, I'm going to put these are such good suggestions. I'm going to put them on my Twitter feed later today when I get out of the studio. Dan Bongino, Larry Elder, Kimberly. I haven't seen any of these on social media. Superlative. This is why we have the best calls on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the LeeFactor.com studios. Bless you all. You are champions. More with you. My analysis, great audio, and John Patton for our Second Amendment Friday. But you can still ask me anything.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. In addition to radio, I have spent years, actually decades, in a classroom teaching the Torah. The class was called Dennis Teaches the Torah. I took all 5 books and explained fascinating details that most people had not seen before. Every lecture, every class, for every book was recorded over 250 hours, and it was made available to the public. In the Prager store, you can now buy the complete Torah teachings. You'll hear and learn what the students in the classroom heard and learned. You can listen on your phone, iPad, laptop. To celebrate the release of the new volume of The Rational Bible, Genesis, The Prager store is offering all of my Torah teachings for 50% off and giving away a free autographed copy of the new book. Go to PragerStore.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.